You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross, joined in studios now by Todd Hatton and Jackie Eubanks, the Connect Program Manager for West Kentucky Allied Services. Jackie, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, indeed. I guess I'd like to start off by saying that obviously they've been having a few problems on the federal level with health.gov. In contrast, Kentucky has received a lot of attention for how well its rollout has gone. I suppose my first question is, how is it going here in Western Kentucky?
It's going very well. We've had few problems with the website since the very first day, and we've been learning as we go along how to overcome some of the other sort of not really technical difficulties. It's more of a user issue. We've learned how to use the system better.
I see.
And we've been doing really well. We've had good success.
How many people have signed up so far?
So far, we have taken over 300 applications in our 8-county region.
Now, is that on track or better or about as expected?
It's better than we were required to do through our contract obligations.
How far past that are you?
We're probably maybe 100, 150 applications beyond our goal.
Really? And then that wasn't expected, was it?
Well, I think it was expected. You know, we've had just a lot of interest in our area. Kentucky itself, when this started, had over 640,000 people who were uninsured, and a large majority of those are in our area.
The next thing I'd like to talk about is the issue of subsidies. Are we seeing are the people that don't receive the subsidies to help purchase health care, are they seeing any cost increase in premiums, or are they staying stable?
I think they're staying about the same. From what I've seen for plans for folks who are not eligible to receive any of the subsidies, the plans are about what you would find on the open market.
And past that, I suppose we should talk about eligibility. When someone goes to Connect, what's the first thing they're going to see? Do they need to do any kind of pre-screening or anything along those lines?
No, you don't have to. Of course, you know that the pre-existing condition has been eliminated. You don't have to talk about that. You need to know your income information. You need to know socials and birth dates for everybody in your household. And you need to report if you use tobacco. That's about the only health-related question that it asks.
And after that application gets, you click submit, how long does it take typically to find something out?
It's instant, really.
Really?
Somebody who is eligible for Medicaid and is pretty straightforward, a single person in a household, we can have them signed up and ready to go in about 20 minutes.
Really?
Some instances it is requiring some additional verification, and it will tell you that. And we are able to upload that information, and it's being viewed at the state level and in really a timely manner. And then once that is completed, that review is completed, then the person can complete their application.
Well, is it a matter of a potential client submitting documentation?
Yes.
And they have to take that where?
Well, you can do it yourself. If you have the ability to scan or fax, you can do it on your own. If you don't have that ability, then you can come to us, and we can take care of that for you.
It sounds like it's a very smooth process, all things considered. I mean, even consider, you know, the occasional system hiccup. Why has it been so relatively smooth in Kentucky, do you think?
I think it's because our governor embraced the program from the very beginning and began preparing for this. He didn't wait till the last minute or didn't decide not to create our own health benefit exchange. So we received training that was through the state, and the folks at the state seemed to be pretty well organized.
And was there a lot of support in the state? I mean, in terms of because I know that in some states, like Florida, for instance, is having difficulty. There are people that are out there that are helping people find out about that health exchange are running into trouble with the governor basically saying you can't use state or county offices. But that hasn't been the case here, has it?
Absolutely not. We have partnered with health departments, family resource centers, clinics, all kinds of people throughout the 8-county region. We have an office in every county as well. Mm-hmm. But we have found a lot of support among our community partners.
Hmm. When people come in to apply, or when you hear from people that apply, or what are they telling you? I mean, I've heard reactions from people that apply all the way from, you know, all right, thank you, to thank God this is here. What are you hearing?
We have found that people are incredibly grateful to have the opportunity to have health care. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of folks who have not had health care ever or since they were a child. People who are concerned, well, I have a bad back or I'm a diabetic, and they're almost unbelieving that that does not impact their ability to get health insurance now. Mm-hmm. We've had some folks who were pretty emotional knowing that they're going to be able to go to the doctor and get things taken care of.
Wow. So this does not take effect, though, as quickly as they're approved. It doesn't take effect until the 1st of January?
That's correct. Anybody who signs up between now and December 15th, their coverage will start January 1. Mm-hmm.
So if someone's listening to us right now and thinking about going over to the Connect site, is there anything they need to have on them in terms of preparation?
Yes, it's good to, of course, have your socials, your ID, know the birth dates of everyone in your household. You need to know your income tax or your tax filing information, how much money you made last year, how much you expect to make this year. And then if you work at a place that does offer insurance and you don't take that insurance, or that insurance is not offered to you, perhaps because you're part-time, mm-hmm. it helps to have your company information, phone number, address, and the person who would be in charge of insurance. It's important to know those things. If you do have insurance at your job and you're looking to see if perhaps Connect is more affordable for you, mm-hmm. then you'll need to have your policy numbers and the amount that you pay in premiums every month. Mm. And we can put that into the system, and the system will evaluate that for us and let us know if Connect can provide it more expensively.
Have you been approached by any small business owners who are thinking that steering their employees toward Connect might be a more effective way to get them health care?
We have. We've been approached by small business owners who are kind of on both sides of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Some who want to provide that insurance for their employees, and some who want us just to meet with their employees on an individual basis and have them sign up.
Hmm. So some are coordinating through their business, and some are basically just steering them towards you.
Yes.
I see. So but they're not, obviously not going online is not the only way to apply. They can call, correct?
That's right. You mm-hmm. can call and apply on the phone mm-hmm. If that's more comfortable for you. You can access any public computer. You can go to it. And also, we have connectors in every county that we serve at different locations every mm-hmm. day available to take applications.
Now, they're not going to be required to submit any medical records or any medical information?
None whatsoever.
So there's no concern over security of their medical records?
That's right. And all of our equipment is encrypted, mm-hmm. So we don't have any security concerns so far as data being lost.
Right, because you are still using tax information.
That's okay. Right.
So is there a good valedictory statement to put on the top of this that people might need to know or want to know about Connect in Western Kentucky?
Well, I would say that, you know, it's worth it to everybody to check it out and see how it applies to your family or your situation. Everybody is different and every situation is different. So it's hard for us to say, okay, your insurance is going to cost X amount. We don't know that until we put your information into the system. Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know, be willing to check it out, be willing to see where you fall, and knowing that open enrollment is until March 31st. Mm-hmm. So if you need time to think about it or explore other options, then you have that as well.
Well, that leads me to ask, after March 31st, how is that going to affect the application process?
We're not sure at this time. You know, there is some talk that the enrollment deadline may even be moved back. So we haven't really gotten to that point yet.
You crossed that bridge.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Jackie Eubanks is the Connect Program Manager of West Kentucky Allied Services of Mayfield. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.